dictation for Wanda, W-A-N-D-A, Odykirk, O-D-Y-K-I-R-K, March 2639, address as a letter to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Downer, consultation for Mrs. Odykirk, who comes accompanied with husband to the office for evaluation of abnormal kidney function. She has a history. She's 82 years old lady with a history of breast cancer, left-sided requiring surgery. This is June 2020 with invasive ductal carcinoma, surgery done in July, poorly differentiated cancer, no metastasis, received treatment for 12 weeks with Herceptin, H-E-R-C-E-P as in Paul, T as in today, I-N, and paclitaxel, P as in Paul, A-C-L-I-T-A-X-E-L. And on treatment with Arimidex, A-R-I-M-I-D-E-X. Treatment was completed August 2021. Few months later, a rising of kidney function. She has not noticed major problems. Initial weight loss from a baseline 130 to 98, presently 116, 3 meals a day, appetite improving, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, some nocturia, but excuse me, no nocturia, some incontinence, no cloudiness of blood. Minor degree of edema, no ulcerous claudication symptoms. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Recently placed a pacer for bradyarrhythmia. This is about a month ago. She still has some degree of lightheadedness on standing, although this is better since the pacemaker, and her mind doesn't feel like is in a fog, F-O-G, presently no chest pain, some degree of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND. She denies any localized pain, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history for the breast cancer as indicated above, hypertension, diabetes, asthma, denies TIS or stroke, prior stress testing 3 years back negative. She's been told about a heart murmur. She's not aware of rheumatic, excuse me, she did have a scarlet fever as a very young person, denies atrial fibrillation, the recent bradyarrhythmia requiring pacemaker, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, denies chronic liver disease, kidney stones, gout, prior pneumonia a few years back in the hospital. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine or prior kidney disease, does have esophageal reflux. Next paragraph, surgeries including a pacemaker, gallbladder, appendix, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral carpal tunnel, that was a few months ago, Dr. Maut Satson, M-O-U-T-S-A. TSON, the left-sided breast cancer, no lymph nodes were removed. Back in the 1990s, in the same place, left breast lumpectomy, in that opportunity, radiotherapy, a number of colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Biaxin, B-I-A-X-I-N, and also the food additive MSG with anaphylaxis. Next paragraph, no smoking. Next paragraph, prior minor alcohol intake, not at the present time. Next paragraph, question, mother with kidney disease, way back before the dialysis era. Next paragraph, medication list review, Advair, amitriptyline, Arimidex, Lipitor, allergy medications, Pepcid, Flonase, Januvia, Lisinopril, which is not a new medicine, Nifedipine, fish oil, vitamin D, B12, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight is 116. She does not appear to be in any respiratory distress. She's an elderly lady, good historian, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, oriented signs 3 and attentive, no gross mucosal abnormalities. She does have arthritis of the hands bilateral. I do not hear localized valvulus, no pericardial rap gallop, the pacer on the left side, no palpable liver spleen masses, distension or ascites, no gross peripheral edema, no gross neurological problems. Next paragraph. Chemistry's change around August 2021 when she was finishing treatment for breast cancer. For a baseline creatinine 0.9 to 1, it changed to February 1.2, March 1.3, and April 1.2. For a GFR of 42, that will be a stage 3B, a normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a low sodium 133, minor increase of BUN, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, PTH not elevated. Anemia of 12.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV of 91, urine sample, no blood, protein, or cells. Prior liver testing normal. Next paragraph, eye review. Records from oncology at McLaren, MCLAREN Bay City, as well as your records. There is a kidney ultrasound done a few weeks ago, March. Right-sided 10.1, left-sided 8.9. That's a significant difference. There was no evidence of obstruction, stone, or masses. Normal bladder. They report a comparison to a CT scan angiogram of the chest back in 2017. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Change of kidney function is stable over the last 6-7 months, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, coincidental with finishing treatment for breast cancer as indicated above, and evidence of asymmetry between the right and the left kidney being small, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Given her history of diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, potential renal artery stenosis cannot be ruled out. Even if this is the case, I'm concerned the kidney is probably too small, and any intervention might not make a difference. However, patient and husband would like to do an arterial Doppler, and that will assess further if there is evidence for renal artery stenosis, and we will discuss pros and cons of potential treatment if that's the case. Otherwise, we discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We would like to do chemistries on a regular basis, She needs to check blood pressure at home. I did not change any medications. She understands that symptoms for kidneys is a late event when they are almost facing dialysis, usually for a GFR below 15, most commonly around 10 to 12. I did not change lisinopril, which is a low dose. We will follow on the next few months. All questions answered, end of dictation.